pasuk says at the end of Parshas Nitzavim, "Ki haMitzvah Zos Hashanochi Mitzavcha Yom Lo Niflesi Mimcha V'Lo Rechoka Hi Lo Bashamayim Hi V'Lo Me'ever LaYom Hi Karve Elach Adavim Ma'o Beficha U'Bevav Chalasos." Torah says that this mitzvah that I'm giving you today, it's easy. It's not so difficult for you to do. Which mitzvah is the Torah talking about? The Ramban and the Sfarno explain that the Torah is referring to the mitzvah of tshuva, the mitzvah that it mentioned in the previous psukim, v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha v'shamata b'kolo, etc. Ki ha-mitzvah zos. It's talking about tshuva. And it's about this mitzvah that the Torah says it's not difficult. It's easy to grasp. Kikar v'lecha hadover ma'od, it's easy to achieve. What does this mean? Is tshuva really that easy? Is it so simple? If that's the case, then why don't we find more Bali tshuva among assimilated secular Jews? And why do we who do appreciate the importance of tshuva, why do we find it difficult to do a tshuva shleima? Why do we find it challenging to do a lasting and meaningful tshuva? What's more, the Gemara in Erevin on Daf Nun Hei clearly understands that Ki HaMitzvah Zos is not referring to tshuva, but rather to Talmud Torah. The Gemara says that Lo Bashamayim, he means that Torah can't be found in someone who's Bashamayim, who's a Balgaiva. V'lo me'ever layom hi, Torah won't be found in someone who's constantly traveling around in business, who's too involved in his parnasa. How can the Ramban and the Sfarno explain that Ki HaMitzvah Zos is talking about tshuva, when the Gemara, Chazal, clearly understand it's talking about Talmud Torah? The Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchas Tainios, writes that mitzvah semen haTorah lizoku lahariyah b'chatzotzros al kol tzora shetovo al hatzibah. There's a mitzvah d'araisa to cry out, to daven, to blow chatzotzros when a tzora comes to the tzibah, any kind of tzora. It's a mitzvah to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of that tzora and that we have to turn to Him, we have to daven to Him in order to be saved from that tzora. And we're supposed to daven. Says the Rambam, v'dover zeh midarchei tshuva hi. This is part of the process of tshuva, to cry out be'ez tzara. And continues the Rambam, aval im lo yizaku v'lo yoriu, ela yomru dover zeh mimina ba'olam ir alonu v'tzara zu nikro nikreis. But if a tzara befalls the tzibur, and the individuals do not cry out, the tzibur does not daven, but they simply say it was a natural occurrence, a natural disaster, it just happened that way. That's a way of cruelty. What does this mean? Way of cruelty? Perhaps I would have said that the person is mistaken, he's not doing the right thing. If a tzara comes to the tziba, so then of course a person is supposed to daven. But who is he being cruel to? The answer is he's being cruel to himself and to the tziba, because he's missing an opportunity to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that connection could bring him and the tzibur, great zechuyos. It could save him and the tzibur. And that's why he's being cruel if he doesn't daven. He's being cruel to himself and to the tzibur. With all of the so-called natural disasters of the past couple of weeks, between Hurricanes Harvey and Irma and the earthquake in Mexico, I think we have a deeper understanding of how vulnerable we really are, how dependent we are on Rachem Shemayim for our protection. And I think that realization has brought us all to tefillah, not just in the areas directly affected by the storms, but even those people living outside of the epicenter of the storms. I think it gave us all a deeper appreciation for tefillah. We all joined in the tefillah of Klal Yisrael to daven for Acheinu B'nai Yisrael in Florida and in Texas. As they say, there are no atheists in a foxhole. When the chips are down, people know where to turn. You know, the sailors in Yonah HaNavi's boat knew that it was time to daven. And Ne'ila comes, we know that it's time to have a hero tshuva. We all have kavana for tefillas Ne'ila. The trick is to have that kind of perspective even when our backs are not to the wall. Maybe that's what the Torah is alluding to in this week's parasha. Is tshuva easy? No, it's not easy. But it's really just a matter of perspective. When a person internalizes what the Mabit writes in his Sefer Beis Elokim, that Eimi Sheyimale Chesron Elohu, that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give us everything that we need, that tshuva is almost a natural reaction. The trouble is, we live in a confusing world. We live in a world of illusion, where we feel self-sufficient. We feel as if Olam Kiminhago Noeg, that the world is just going to continue the way it's always been. and things aren't going to change. But we're fooling ourselves if we think that way, because the reality is there is no guarantee in life, day to day, year to year. There is no guarantee. Past performance tells us nothing about the future. And sometimes we get a wake-up call that really shows us where our protection and all of our success comes from. That's the kind of perspective we have to internalize if we're going to do a lasting tshuva. That's the kind of attitude we need to develop if we're going to effect meaningful change in our lives. How can we do that? How can we develop this kind of pure perspective? One way is through Talmud Torah, by connecting to something spiritual, to something beyond the physical world, to something real. That can bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it can cause us to think about tshuva, to want to do tshuva. We commonly associate tshuva with the bracha of Slach Lanu in the Shmona Esrei. But the truth is there's another bracha that also talks about tshuva, and that's of course Hashiveinu. Hashiveinu avinu l'sarasecha v'kaveinu makenu l'avodasecha v'achzirenu b'tshuva shleima l'fonecha. What does Hashiveinu avinu l'sarasecha have to do with tshuva? The answer is that Talmud Torah can be a catalyst for tshuva, because Torah has the intangible ability to purify a person and to lift him out of the physicality of the world, to redirect him to a higher path. Torah, all of Torah, not just Machshava, all of Torah, even Gemara, Bava Kamma, Sukkah, Kachin, all of Torah has this incredible ability to purify a person, to change a person. I can't explain it, but it's so true. It's been proven many times. It's something we can't really explain, but that's the special koach of Torah. And that's perhaps why Talmud Torah is so connected to tshuva, because Torah has the ability to change a person. There really is no contradiction between the Gemara in Erevin and the Ramban and the Sfurna, because Ki HaMitzvah Zos could be referring to both to tshuva and to Talmud Torah. Since through Talmud Torah, a person comes closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that can bring him to tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should grant us the insight to develop the proper perspective on life, to strengthen ourselves in Talmud Torah, and to do a tshuva shleima. May all of Klal Yisrael never know of any more tzaras, of any more challenges. May we all be zochet, uksiv, vachsimatova, shnas chayim shalom.